Hello, how you doing?
Hi, good morning, Floyd. It's Monica with Family First Care.
Hi, Monica.
Hi. So I have something to tell you about your background check. I submitted the report along with the letter that you sent me. Now, I sent
Yeah.
it over to our manager, and our manager was reviewing it, and they had sent us, initially we thought they had sent us a different report for someone else. But when I had called the agency that we use, or actually the state police that we use to submit background checks, they informed me that they found different matches with your social security number.
No, my number was 202-56-5606. At the time I was on at the time when they had my pardon record out, that's when I got some trouble. I don't want to explain my background because that's ancient history now. That's ancient history. You know what I'm saying, right?
No, yeah, I completely understand. The what I want to let you know though is that they told me that if this obviously this background check is not under your name, it's a different name. I can't give you the specific name, but they told me to tell you that if this is not you, that you need to call them and you need to let them know that this is not your background check and
This is my background check. I'll Xerox my whole paper to you if you want me to.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
Yeah, if you want me to Xerox my whole information and everything, that's no problem with that, 'cause I got my whole full part and paperwork upstairs.
What I'm trying to tell you, Floyd, is that they need you to get back fingerprints done.
Oh, that's a fingerprint done. Yeah,
Yeah,
I understand that. I understand fingerprint.
you need to get your fingerprints done, but you also need to, reach out to them just to make sure that they have your record correct.
What's the child clearance? Like, I can do both of them.
All right, so what I can do is I can get your fingerprints taken, okay? So
Okay.
let me schedule you for an appointment. Just bear with me for one moment.
Okay, so it's not so much so I'm already clear with the full pardon, right?
For the what, I'm sorry?
For the full pardon, the pardon paper.
No, well, I need you to get your fingerprints done.
Oh
So
yeah,
just
all right, you can get my fingerprint.
yeah. All right, so give me one moment so I can just schedule your appointment.
Okay. And where do I get a fingerprint from? 'Cause ain't nothing. Oh, gosh. I'm not trying to go near a police station, get fingerprints or anything.
Let me take a look. I have to, it's a place that we send you is called Identigo, but I just have to first register in order for me to find out what's the closest location to you. Okay, so just a
Okay,
moment.
so it's not that bad, right?
No, it shouldn't be.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have a middle name, Floyd?
I have a middle name, Lee. Lee.
Okay. And your date of birth is 1/25/1975, right?
Correct. Oh, shoot. Let me see. But I gave my social security card and all that.
Yes, I have that here.
Yeah.
Okay, so one moment.
So that's the only thing you're missing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What is your county of residence?
Philadelphia.
Okay.
I'm in Nice Town District, but I can take the bus wherever they got a fingerprint or fingerprint center I can go to.
What state were you born in?
I was born in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
The home of George Washington.
Have you ever used any other aliases?
That was like ancient history, but I'm gonna have to full stack everything. Pennsylvania pardon paper. That way you'll know what's going on. Because right now I got my pardon paper upstairs.
So you have
that was a long time ago. Kyan Walker, all types of aliases, and that was under Pennsylvania. Let me go upstairs. Cause this is messing up. I can't get my personal client, and I'm getting very pissed. Okay, everybody asking for everything right now. I gave my full information, and I was cooperative about this. Jeez. It's like busting my fucking balls. And I'm sorry for cursing like that, but I'm very fucking angry. Hold on, please.
Sure.
But now I'm getting fucking hot.
Do you want to continue with
the conversation? Oh, right now they ask me information on it and everything. And so I get my full information. I was full cooperative off with that. But evidently, they really pissed me off.
Do you want to continue with the conversation or do you want me to call you back?
Monica, hold on, please. I don't mean to yell, but hold on. Okay, if I can see something. Okay. Petitioner. Oh, shoot. In Pennsylvania, it was Kyan Walker. Like Kyan was. And Sean Jackson.
Okay.
But that was all my aliases from Pennsylvania, and that's why I got the full pardon for October 24th. And the day was the 25th when I had it on there.
Okay. Can you please spell out Kyan? You said Kyan Jackson?
Kyan Walker, like Kyan, like think of Kyan West. Kyan West. K Y A N E.
Okay.
Last name Walker.
All right, so I have Sean Jackson and Kyan Walker. Is that correct?
Yeah. And that goes to my full pardon page. If you want me to email the whole to you right now, I can email it now.
No, it's fine. This is just me. I need to register you in order to see what locations I can send you to.
Oh, okay.
I apologize
for young, but I'm very frustrated because this is something new.
Okay. What is your height?
I'm 5'11".
And what's your weight?
I guess 90, 90.7, which is like two ten.
Okay. And your hair color?
I don't have no hair, to tell you the truth. My hair is bald.
Okay. And your eye color?
My eye color is brown. Okay. Sometimes gray when I'm angry.
All right, perfect. And I have here your address is 1517 West Cortland Street. Is that correct?
Yes, affirmative.
Okay.
And that's on the state. And that's the I'm gonna take a picture of the front beside so that we know where it came from.
And your postal code is 19140, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Hey, ma'am. Let me see.
Do you
want to
bring your state ID as a form of ID when you walk in?
I'll bring my state ID, my social. Yeah, I can do that at the fingerprint place. But that's from downtown. Only one I know is downtown. It's in the city. Let me see something. All right. I'm going to send this to you. Okay.
All right. So it seems like the closest location to you, I have an identical at 5707 Germantown Avenue.
I don't mess with area close by to my house. I don't want to say it, but that my area is very retarded. Retarded. They're crazy. What else place you got me I can go to besides Germantown?
There is 2313 East Venago Street.
Venago.
Venago.
Venango?
Venango, yeah.
28th and Venango?
It says 2313.
2313 Venango Street.
Yeah.
Well, that's not that far. That's with the Architect 33 there, right?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the area.
Okay, I'll figure the address out.
All right, so you want to go to this location?
You don't got one that's in the city, like close to?
These are the two closest, and then it starts getting a little bit further away.
Like where?
There's one in Elkins Park, PA.
Oh, no. I'll shot 23 Venango Street.
Okay.
Okay. 23 Venango, what's the full address?
I'm going to send you a text with the address and all the information you need.
Okay. And I'm going to send an email too where my full apartment, when I change my apartment papers and stuff there.
All right. So the closest appointment I have would be Wednesday, September the 3rd. And the earliest
okay.
I have is at 12:50. I do have later appointments if you like.
I can. What time I can go?
12:50 is the earliest, but I have later appointments.
Like what time? Like 1?
I have like 150, 310, 440, 540.
Oh, like 1.
I have 150.
150. I'll go 150.
Okay.
And I'm gonna email you too. Where my paperwork came from when they said full pardon, and that's what they placed.
Okay, perfect. So just make sure you bring your ID with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to send you a picture of the appointment confirmation. You can show them that when you arrive.
Okay.
Okay. And then they're going to give you a receipt once your fingerprints are taken. Make sure you...
How much do I got to pay for it? How much I got to pay?
They shouldn't charge you anything because everything is paid off by us. That's why I need you to show them...
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because last time... Another home care facility, I had to pay, I had to literally pay out of my pocket, and I thought they was going to pay. They made me pay $129.
Oh, no. I mean, if they make you pay anything, it would be like $24.95, $25 plus taxes. But that would only be if you're out of state. You're in Pennsylvania, so I wouldn't think that they would make you pay anything for it. And there's no charges on this appointment here because generally it tells you if they're going to charge you or what's the approximate cost, but there's nothing on here.
Okay.
All right, so I'll send you a picture via text with the receipt for your appointment confirmation. Remember, show them this when you go, and then make sure you bring your ID and send me a picture of the receipt they give you once you complete your fingerprints, okay?
All right, I'll do that. And I apologize, Monica, because that kind of frustrated me because I thought everything was good, but now everything is changing.
Well, I thought it was okay, too, but I have to submit this over. Everything we do, we have to submit it to
Oh, the fingerprints and all that? Okay, I can do that.
When they reviewed it, you know, that's when they told me. They literally called me about 10 minutes before I called you, and they were explaining what we need to do.
Okay.
And I'm calling you. As soon as I got that update, I was calling you to let you know.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much, and happy holidays to you, Nathan. I apologize.
You're welcome, Floyd. No worries. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.